is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan.
I was actually in the tub praying and saying, Lord, don't let anybody be harmed. Don't let anybody lose their lives.
Jacqueline Blakes wrote out the violent weather that tore through the South in Shreveport, Louisiana.
I could hear the wind whistling, and it got louder and louder, and then I started hearing things hit the house.
There's damage in several states. Two deaths reported in Mississippi. And CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there could be more trouble today.
In terms of the wind threat with this storm, it is massive. There are over 100 million people under wind alerts today. And the threat stretches from Oklahoma all the way to Ohio.
The U.S. Supreme Court today turned aside the Trump administration request to freeze nearly $2 billion in foreign aid. A lower court judge ordered payments resumed. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This was an emergency ruling to release the funds that USAID was blocked from spending due to DOJ's directive. It doesn't mean that the Supreme Court has issued a final ruling invalidating the work of DOJ and its mandate to cut federal spending. It just upheld the lower court's injunction. There will be other opportunities for the Supreme Court to weigh in.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick told Bloomberg there might be exceptions coming to the 25% tariffs placed on Canada and Mexico. In a speech to Congress last night, President Trump defended the tariffs.
There'll be a little disturbance.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi in Washington.
Our poll showed that about two-thirds of people who watched the speech, again, majority Republicans, liked what they heard from Trump as far as tackling high prices. They feel that he had a good plan to handle that. But those targeting of high prices, which Americans are certainly going to start feeling now, especially with those tariffs, that's something they want to see action on.
There's word Texas Congressman Sylvester Turner has died. The former Houston mayor was 70. There's pressure on federal health officials because of the measles outbreak.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. listed what he sees as effective treatments for measles in an interview with Fox News, leaving out getting the vaccine.
They're getting very, very good results. They report from budesonide, which is a steroid. It's a 30-year-old steroid. And clarithromycin and also cod liver oil.
A measles outbreak in Texas has killed one child and sickened almost 160. Cases have also spread to other states. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 59 points. The S&P is down 5. NASDAQ down 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. A wind advisory kicks in this afternoon and runs through midnight. Gusts could be reaching up to 50 miles an hour. Temperatures are expected to drop as winds pick up. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine City Council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A 41-year-old convicted sex offender living near Knapp Elementary was arrested for possessing child sex abuse material. He faces multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And upcoming elections in Racine and Kenosha include contests for city council seats and school board positions. Voters can learn more about the candidates through the Racine County Eye's Get to Know the Candidates section. Learn more at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing. There's no stuff. What I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Rain starts to mix with sleet and becomes all snow after 5 o'clock. Total accumulations look to stay under an inch, but a wind advisory is in effect. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour, gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour. This will make it hard to see and blow and drift that snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Concert by Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. Ronnie from Racine wrote fun and upbeat, very entertaining, and Peter Noon's voice is still great. I concur. No arguments, Ronnie. And thank you for your review. Appreciate you checking in with WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, people are changing. So, oh,
pleasure. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field, in every town, all of his children, in every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood. Crystal blue persuasion.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
Hey, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on
Still performing that song. He is 82 now, but he gets out occasionally, and On Demand will perform Spirit in the Sky live. Great song. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. Appreciate it. Kurt Volman is plugged into music and the arts and theater, nonprofit causes, and you can hear what's on his mind. He'll keep you up to speed on all that stuff. In the afternoon, Monday through Friday, he starts at 2 right after me here on WRJN.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes. Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep
Terry,
awkwardly chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it. Woo! Be your
your own Terry.
See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Out now, 'cause he's coming after you.
My reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I once asked Gary Puckett what's his favorite Gary Puckett song. He said this one, WRJN.
Eyes meet mine, and lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your mind? I don't see. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
are grooving on a Sunday afternoon, despite the fact that it's Wednesday here at WRJN, where we present to you Stuart J. Waddles with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A 15-year-old boy was arrested in Caledonia last night in connection with the death of his mother. Police were called to a home last night on East White Manor Court at around 10:30. They arrived to find the teenager at the front door surrendering, later finding his mother's body inside the home. Initial reports indicate the victim suffered from stab wounds and blunt force trauma. The investigation is continuing. A wind advisory kicks in later today and temperatures will drop. We'll get a look at that alert and the forecast coming up. Last night, the city council in Racine voted to shift some powers away from the mayor. The changes now give the council president authority to appoint people to the council committees. Prior, the mayor took on that role. The mayor used to appoint heads of those committees, but now the committee will vote on their own leadership. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. A convicted sex offender found living across the street from Knapp Elementary was arrested this week. The 41-year-old was taken into custody after investigators found child sex abuse material on his social media accounts and other evidence not suitable to mention. It's led to multiple charges, including possession of child pornography. Senator Bernie Sanders is scheduled to speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour and targets districts narrowly won by Republicans in 2024. The rally in the DeSimone Arena aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts to social programs. Sanders' Wisconsin visit includes a stop in Altoona on Saturday. District 8 in Racine Unified is up in April. There's also several council seats up for grabs. In addition to a referendum request, there's a lot on the Racine ballot April 1st. If you want to get to know more about your candidates, check out Racine County Eye. They've got a Get to Know You section about the candidates on their website. Almost everyone running in the races have shared a little bit about themselves. You can read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Rain starts to mix with sleet and becomes all snow after 5 o'clock. Total accumulations look to stay under an inch, but a wind advisory is in effect. They're sustained at 25 miles per hour, gusting from 40 to 50 miles per hour. This will make it hard to see and blow and drift that snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 49.
Touch so my soul now. Wanna
live and kicking, tighter and tighter. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. 12:05 today, Paul Harvey has got one of his usual I didn't see that coming endings. Rest of the story, 12:05.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet. You know you could.
ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
No matter where you are, no matter how far,
don't worry, baby.
Just
a beauty from Three Dog Night. Black and White on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Sending out congratulations again to Margie and Jay, Phil, and others who all won tickets to see the fluffy guy, Gabriel Iglesias, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair in August. We're sitting on other concert tickets, not necessarily to Gabriel the Fluffy Guy's show. But, yeah, you've got a chance to win some stuff. Coming up, we'll be making some announcements soon here on WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, look so and fine. I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart. Oh, help me, Ronnie.
Timeless hits and cowbells on WRJN. Creedence Clearwater Revival,
getting us closer to CBS News at the top of the hour on WRJN.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me.
Oh, sudden craze. They call me Mellow Yellow. Saffron. Yeah. I'm just mad about her. I'm just mad about her saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The head of a House committee says policies in sanctuary cities that shield migrants are a public nightmare as Republicans threaten to block federal funds.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston, in a city that received tens of thousands of illegal immigrants bused in from Republican-led cities, insists.
And in the midst of this, migrants did not bring a wave of crime to Denver. In fact, crime went down.
Committee Chair James Comer asked Boston Mayor Michelle Wu about a migrant charged with raping and impregnating his own daughter.
Will you turn that criminal over to ICE?
We follow the laws.
I
and
take
we
that
make
as
sure.
No.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The nation's highest court has ruled quickly on the Trump foreign aid freeze. CBS's Mugo Odigwe.
Supreme Court justices just this morning have blocked a key bid by the Trump administration to avoid paying nearly $2 billion in foreign aid to USAID contractors. And that came down in a 5-4 decision. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joining three liberal justices to turn that down.
At last night's Trump speech to Congress,
the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order.
And that included removing Texas Democrat Al Green from the room for his outburst. Later, he said,
I was making it clear to the president that he has no mandate to cut Medicaid.
In his word today, the House could take up a measure to censure Green. Alaska state troopers say multiple skiers are trapped in an avalanche